Yes.
Great. I think we can start with the meeting.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The only good afternoon, honorable members and the colleagues. Welcome in our meeting of the committee, which has been convened specifically to look into a few items which need our attention. Among those is the fact that we have to adopt a program which we have to honor going forward. And secondly, the correspondence from the presidency on the remuneration, specifically in our case, of the Auditor General. And thirdly, we have to look into a number of minutes which we have to adopt and to do away with. And thereafter, we are going to be joined by the Auditor General, who is going to give us a brief on the appointment process with regard to the Deputy Auditor General, the finalization of that process. There's a one matter which we spoke about with the AG current stage is a letter which is coming from KPMG. As we know, KPMG is no longer amenable for appointment by the Office of the Auditor General. It looks like they would want to convince them and probably us that they have turned the corner on specific areas, would allow the HP to give us a brief on such, and thereafter we look into the areas that relate to such interaction and correspondence. We have expressed a view, and that view will be part of that. So there are the few areas which we are going to deal with and dispense with. We know so well that in this term, we are having to push through a number of parliamentary program areas, and we're from the mini plenaries now, which is making us so busy. And that is a push which has been caused by the fact that, as we know, the country is preparing for local government elections, which require certain things in relation to parliament for people to observe. We would like not to miss on any of those program areas, but in the main, the Office of the Auditor General is directly accounting to us. Would know as well that the ought to be finalizing and preparing for certain audits, those audits in terms of receipt of the financials for EFMA audits ought to be on their way by the end of July for them to start that kind of a process, and they are in the process of finalizing the municipal related audits for the year 2019-20. So all those kinds of things are going to come to us, and therefore the program should be tailored so that we allow that kind of time. We wish to welcome new colleagues. And in terms of the program, the agenda, Peter Paul, you want to flag the agenda? Peter Paul?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
So can you cite the agenda? Well, I want to get into the apologies. As you would know, we want to send a message to one of our own honorable member, Sipho Sonke, who was at some stage admitted to hospital. She was not feeling well, and we hope that she is recovering as we speak. So we can sum up in terms of ensuring that she is in spirit with us, though physically she is in a condition which has made her to be absent, not part of our meeting, because of her health condition. May she recover speedily. Haven't received any other apology?
Chairperson?
Yes.
If I may, I did receive communication from Honorable Ntokozo Hlonyana, who informed me that she would stand in Ms. Mensah's place of death.
Is she in?
She should be very soon, but would she did you communicate that?
Yes.
She is.
Okay. So Honorable Mentor is not part of the meeting, and therefore she sent the one from the political party. So now, let's welcome that. Is there any other apologies?
Jefferson is Singh here. Yeah, I'm connected with you, but I'm straddling between two meetings, the Standing Committee on Financial Management of Parliament and yours. So, but I am listening to both, so I will be kind of intermittent. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not fine. No problem. I just appreciate that as well. Peter Paul, the first item on the agenda.
Cancer will be the consideration and adoption of the community program of Lighthead. That is a proposal. Can I speak to Chair?
Okay.
So today it is the members proposed will consider the program as presented. It's a very short term. That runs from now right up to the 7th of June. We'll consider a letter from the President as said by the Chairperson. There will be minutes that we will table for consideration. And of course, we'll be joined by the AG on a brief consultation as required by law on the appointment of the Deputy AG. Chair, we propose that on the 4th of June we consider and seek to adopt the committee report on the strike plan, another outstanding document, and more minutes if we need to. We highlight the 7th of June to the 16th of August as a constituent period for the National Assembly. But there's been a request, Chair, which you'll be aware of, by the Auditor General to brief OM. And the proposal is that will be a joint briefing with SCOPA and the PC on COSA on the NFMA audit outcome. Okay, of course, this falls outside of the process. I pending approvals, which we then will be able to get. The 25th of June is proposed as a date. That is the problem that is proposed to chair members.
You find it very difficult to fight it, chair members would see. I see it as an item, but it's not flighted here. Maybe it is other colleagues' computer screens on mine. It's not showing.
Can you see, can anyone see the problem?
No, I don't see it. What I see now is just a stipulation in terms of the agenda. Yes, it is. Now we are meeting on the date is the 21st of May.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and in terms of the date, though here it's written the 19th, so we could correct that. And in terms of the meeting, the items have been stipulated, which is part of the program which we are adopting here as an update. Yeah. Colleagues, is there anything about the program? It was as well sent to us. It was emailed to all of us. Are there any areas that we would wish to deal with in as far as the program is concerned?
Chairperson.
Honorable Singh.
Yes. The chairperson would regard to the 4th of June. We're going to have a very long day, I presume, and I know this on the side of the Whippery. It's going to be a three-line whip. We are going to be dealing with the appropriations bill, and we're going to be dealing with the voting on each of the 40 votes that we have.
Yeah.
Now, I know Peter Paul said that we need to consider the SRAPS plan. Can that not be postponed until the 25th of June? Because I don't see a request for the 25th of June being refused. There are a few other committees that we've been informed of that have indicated that they want to sit during the constituency period. And if I can remember correctly, I saw it in one of the documents that was presented to us in another forum yesterday, this provisional date by SCOAC. So 4th of June is going to be a difficult day for all of us, and I think a late day, as we are all aware of what happened during these budget votes.
No, that's true. So that's a fair proposition that let's look into the following day. What's your date?
Yes, I was suggesting if we cannot consider the items that were proposed for 4th of June on the 25th of June, which is the day before we meet with SCOPA and receive the briefing from the Auditor General. Will there be a train smash, or are there particular time frames that we are obliged to meet in passing the strat plan? Thank you.
Okay.
Perhaps, Chair, just to show face, but I'll quickly remove my face because of connectivity. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by concurring with Honorable Singh that the fourth is packed for us to do justice. And I also support that 26th of June. But then, Chair, also, it assists us if we would be meeting before the joint meeting with SCOPA, because, look, Chair, I've got something which I would be throwing in that meeting, but I can say it now so that with time we can be processing it in our minds.
I'm worried about our response from the Auditor General's report in terms of action. I don't see ourselves action oriented, but I would be raising this in that meeting. And I'm saying, perhaps we can all find a way of making some interaction with whoever and advise us on, is it not proper, Chair, that we develop a program which is very clear of meeting whichever entity and or department which is actually lagging behind after many and several occasions wherein we have been warning them that we hold a face-to-face meeting with such entities and or failing departments. This is package chair, which I'm saying I'm raising it today so that it be processed for that day of the 25th, if it could be an agenda item, if you allow me, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, so we agree that the day for the report on the strategy would be on the 25th of June.
Hey, if I may.
Yes.
There is the 28th of May, which is also available to deliver both of NetHeads. Remember, we are saying the 25th of June is proposed as a joint meeting. We're saying, from what Honorable Blender is saying, that there is a 28th of May that we can use.
No, no. I think members are saying we can find time within that period. It might be before we have that joint meeting with these other parliamentary structures, so that we deal with the strategy itself. The problem we're facing now, which I think Honorable Singh is referring to, as a matter of advantage, he serves in the committees where the program of parliament is finalized. So you might have some kind of a inward information in as far as such situations are concerned. So why can't we probably look into that while we're looking into the 24th of June for that kind of an item? We are sure of the fact that by the time of the closure of this period, all the items that we are laying ought to have been dealt with by that time.
There's not a chair.
We don't fight about the date. We don't necessarily be stuck on a date. We give ourselves time around those areas which we could find the time for us to have this kind of facility.
We will do so, Chair, and none of us.
Okay. Otherwise, the colleagues, the hands which we had was from Honorable Mlenzana, and I think they've made their propositions. Based on those propositions, it looks like we agree with the program. Agreed?
Agreed. Yes, sir, agreed.
Thank you very much. Then the item, the matter which Honorable Mlenzana was referring to, is talking about a level of debate and discussion, which might need us probably as part of that strategy or as the committee when we have received any other report. How do we process that report as the standing committee on the Auditor General? I think that's what she was referring to. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
If it's okay, let us as well allow our unit which deals with matters of content and research to look into that area per se. our interaction in the previous financial year was based on matters of security of the audit unit, which has made us to interact with certain institutions. It might be that our interaction should be based on matters on which the AJ is facing difficulty in terms of finalizing some audits, which are part of the either MFMA audits or FMA audits. Those matters might relate to failure to make submissions in terms of the financials or the actual audit process being frustrated one way or the other. On other matters, there will be committees that deal with those matters, specifically SCOPA and portfolio committees that relate to specific departments or units of government which are receiving money from the national fiscus. So let's do that kind of work and see how could we contribute on making things easier for the Office of the Auditor General to operate in the requisite environment. Peter Paul?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we passed that item. The second item is the item which relates to the letter from the which was referred to us by the Office of the Speaker, coming from the Presidency. That letter is the letter which is carrying in context what we dealt with in the previous financial year in relation to setting salaries for Chapter 9 institutions. And the Presidency has referred that to us through Parliament so that we make that acceptable recommendation after we've considered what the Presidency is saying. If we have read the letter carries in context the similar scenario on what we've dealt with in the previous financial year, that there should be a 0% increase informed by the current economic condition, which the government generally is experiencing. So that proposition is a proposition which has been shared, and the Presidency seeks to advise Parliament likewise, so that the Parliament take a decision, should take a decision informed by that proposition from the Presidency. So in context, our response should be somewhat based on the letter tabled. Honourable members,
Chairperson.
Honourable Singh.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. No, we note the contents of that particular request from the Office of the President, and I would like to support it, given the fiscal constraints that the country faces, and I think a similar kind of pattern has been applicable to all other Chapter 9 institutions and those who headed it. So I would like to propose that we support the recommendation of a 0% increase. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Singh. That is the proposition. Honourable members, is there any seconder?
Honourable Matafa. Good afternoon, Chairperson, and all other honourable members. I agree with Honourable Singh, Chairperson. This letter is in line with the constraints that the country is facing as far as the economic situation is. And yeah, we support the contents of the letter, and I second the proposal by Honourable Singh.
That's the proposal seconded. Is there any other proposal. Do you agree, colleagues?
Yes, Chairperson, we agree.
Great. Is there any other voice? No problem. Thank you very much, colleagues. We are in agreement with the proposal by Honorable Singh, which sought to support the correspondence from the presidency in light of the current economic condition. Thank you very much, colleagues. We have dispensed with that item. The third area is the area that relates to minutes. How many sets of minutes do you have, Peter Pudding?
We're quite a bit, but I think you will find that will be guided by you. If I may, flight the minutes on the 5th of March.
When is the AG is training us at 2 o'clock, not so?
At 2 o'clock.
So let's push up until 2 o'clock with the minutes, and then immediately when the AG gets in, would then give her an opportunity to brief us on the matters that she's coming up with, and whatever sort of minutes that are left, we're going to deal with them in the next following meeting. Is that fine, colleagues? Okay. Over to you, Peter Paul.
Yes, sir. The first thing we're going to fly is on the 5th of March when we dealt with the strike plan, that the report which we are going to adopt on the dates that we are going to identify. And sharing from your guidance and from the members' sentiments, you speak of a number of oversight follow-ups that we should do. We're talking about perhaps the first thing we could do in the next term is to actually have a strike plan of the committee. So I thought it was important to flag these ones first. 5 March, that's when the AG briefed us on the strategic plan.
Fight them. For the minutes talk on themselves.
Chairperson, nothing seems to be flighted.
Are they flighted?
No, I can't see anything. I can just see all the items listed. And now I can see it. Thank you.
Okay, That's it. That's it.
I know Mr. Singh was there.
Yeah. always
and dependable.
Yeah, it can be. Next page. Next page deals with the opening. Looking into facts in English. Is there anything that you identify, colleagues, that you need any amendment? From my side, I don't see anything. I agree with the minutes. Let's just get back to the audit directives. Can you get back to, yeah, that's right. Okay.
most important, we always try to not misrepresent you with deliberations.
I could see you are trying hard. Next page. Okay, me and my colleagues, you feel the same stuff. I checked this meeting.
Yeah, I'll call it.
The last item is closure there.
What is it, sir?
Hi, this is the son of Sisi. George, you must show on that picture. There are the minutes. The weeks, fortunately, a number of us were part of that meeting. Is there any problem?
Yes, sir, I'm Benzana.
Benzana?
Yeah, I moved, sir.
There's a mover?
Yes.
Honorable
Singh?
Before his second, I don't know, normally when we have these minutes, we have... Is there no place for recommendations? Did we not make any recommendations? We've got deliberations. Are the deliberations and recommendations Peter Paul, are they combined or are they recommendations? Because we have debated and support at some stage.
As you would have appreciating in reading the minutes, you'll find out that each and every item that we deliberate on is a carrying with it our recommendation, you know. I think that's what we've seen. It might be that your proposal seeks to say, going forward on the minutes, we must write all the recommendations and lump them together, which are reflecting what that meeting has recommended, separate from the point as discussed.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Noted, sir.
That's right. Next set of minutes.
Bear with me, Chair.
I know that. You know English, you don't know IT.
Don't fight, comrades.
Oh, Chair and I speak in some language. This was the integrated annual report on 25 November, Chair.
Okay.
That is when AG, I think this is the first time she passed.
We're losing you, Peter.
Chair, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but try to stop the...
Yes, sir. I'm saying, I think this is the first time we interacted with... The new AG officially,
uh-huh.
And this is when you reflected on the loss of the former AG and welcomed the new AG officially.
Where are the minutes?
Where are the minutes, Ben?
ZP minutes. Is it that difficult?
night at all. Can you now see them?
It's both. Bona nje iileta zakho. Uvela nezakho iileta apho ngoku.
I think open them, Peter. We can see all your items, but you've got a mistake on minutes of 25th of November.
Punzima, Peter.
Not necessarily, sir.
What are you doing, Fundi? It's thought that would have been edited, said, okay? Go up to the attendees so that we know who attended the meeting, from honorable members, and therefore when we finalize these minutes, we should have known that, okay? Akhona magama enu nonke apho musine. Okay. Okay. You say if there is anything that you see, colleagues. Okay. Short and sweet. Those are the
yes, chair. Mlenza na mo.
One of Mlenza na is moving for the adoption of the minutes. It follows the same proposal which was made earlier on by Honorable Singh that going forward, we must ensure that our recommendations are carried as a separate itemized matter, though we see the recommendations in the minutes. Fine. Is there a second there?
A second, Chair. Matafa.
Honorable Matafa, seconds. Several more colleagues. You agree? Let's go to the next set of minutes.
If you can see, Chair, you remember the reports on the management of government's COVID-19 initiatives?
Oh, yes. That's right. The attendees are indicated there. And apologies.
Absence.
Yeah. Next page. Going to be a bit faster. The next page. There also are two, no? The meeting also represented the
occasion of the first, on the, see the, from the opening.
Yeah.
When we welcome the last paragraph, the meeting also, so one of those also should take an offense.
No, sir, John.
Is there any area of pure interest, colleagues?
As a secretariat, we know Jintam 2 as part of our own tribe land at Poland 2.
Okay.
Let us report. And we will ensure that it's part of the content that forms part of the deliberation then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. The next page.
That's it, colleagues. Is there any move for the adoption of the minutes?
Chair, I move for adoption. Singh here.
Honorable Singh, move for adoption.
Mama Bulos second day.
Second day, Mama Bulos. Okay, please.
Especially the objectives, methodology, research.
Okay.
So this is really interesting.
Next
slide. Okay.
Yeah, the mix and the sound.
Yes. Peter Paul? Yes.
We're getting some feedback from our air. I'm saying, Chair, thank you for we'll record this as adopted. Chair, should we do one more? I think the 18th is maybe. I think they start to be there for me to add a lot of them things. Yes,
Chairperson, it seems like it's Ndanza, Miss Ndanza.
Oh, it's a media.
Miss Ndanza.
It's a media, yeah, Chair.
Faith, your mother. Faith. That's right. Yeah. Okay. You have another set of minutes?
The AG just joined that.
We can do the last one. If you stay in the The AG must be ready for 2 o'clock. Well, now on 1356. Is there any other set of minutes?
Of course.
Peter.
I'm here, sir.
Is Paul with you?
Oh, Katana, Peter, Katana, I'm trying to end up.
That's it.
It's Friday afternoon. There we are. Chair, it is a matter that we just out with today. But this was last year. Remember when we dealt with the same matter on the tax simulation by the president?
We dealt with it and we adopted that matter. It's not.
Yes.
It's just academic that you bring minutes to us on that one.
Yes, as we should. Professor, we should.
that's a one page of the minutes. Colleagues, is there any mover?
I move for adoption, Jefferson.
Honorable Singh moves. Honorable Lenzana, do you second?
Yes, Chair, I second.
I was, in fact, it's the same proposal for the adoption of the report and Ms. Mlenza and I did last year.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Okay. Is the 80 in?
She's in.
Good afternoon, 80.
Yes, I'm well, Chairperson. How are you?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I need to adjust my sound. I'm just over. I could need to see if I can have the...
Chairperson?
Yes, sir, Robertson?
I don't know how many other sets of minutes we have, but if it's not more than three or four, perhaps we should conclude and ask the AG's indulgence. Because I see some of these minutes are July 2020, and you know it's not good to keep minutes outstanding for too long.
Yes. Is there any other set, Peter Paul?
Yes, sir.
While the AG is still arranging herself, just throw that one in.
I will find a set.
Okay, I see, I'm seeing a face here which says I did it. And I say you didn't. Is it visible for other members?
No, Chairperson. Not to me.
Not yet. Peter Paul.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting on duty, Peter Paul. I'm sitting on duty, my brothers. Friday. Where are you? Are you drinking some?
Peter Paul.
That is not very kind.
Not very kind, eh?
Not very kind, Chair.
Is it?
Chair, I'm flighting.
Which is that?
25 November.
What were we dealing with here?
I think we are done 25 November, because I remember apologies. We confirmed that just now, Chairperson.
Yeah, confirmed.
Yeah, I remember that one because Honorable Mente and I were at Chief Hoops Forum on that day. But it was confirmed just now.
So we don't have that many to deal with.
Okay.
We'll repackage them and then we'll present the very few that are left to the committee at our next gathering. With your indulgence, please.
So indulge us. Indulge us when, Peter Paul?
Yes, answer.
Yes, please do that. Indulge us well. Don't misindulge us. Let's welcome colleagues. Let's welcome the Auditor General. Martha Kani Maluleke is part of the meeting. In this instance, she would provide a briefing to us about the process of appointing the Deputy Auditor General. She has indicated that they have to follow a very stiff and tedious process,
and though they didn't want to miss any, you see, slots that could somewhat lead them into a quality decision on the matter that they had to face at the time. She is here with us to give us that. I indicated earlier on, AG, that there is as well a matter that we had a short discussion on, which are related to KPMG, where some correspondence was received by both of us, and you might want to have a brief indication as to how far have you gone towards that kind of a process around the KPMG aspect. But let's start with the appointment of the Deputy Auditor General. You are more than welcome.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson, and a good afternoon to the Honourable Members of SCOAC. Thank you very much for indulging me in my request in consulting you on the process of appointing the Deputy AG in a manner that's consistent with the requirements of the Public Audit Act. You're quite right, Honourable Chair, that we did run a process. We tried hard to make sure that not only was it a fair process, but it was one that was going to lead us to a decision that we could all defend one day, but a decision that would be good for the institution that I so following my appointment, which became effective on the 1st of December 2020, we started on this recruitment process. We made sure that that process was consistent with the prevailing policies for recruitment and appointment within the Office of the AG. Our first step was to advertise internally, so we ran an internal advert, and at that time we also secured the services of an executive search recruitment company. And so we found M2 Growth, who trade under the name Landelani. And they are well known in the market and have been operating in the executive recruitment space for a very long time. So they then took over the process and processed the respondents from the internal advert as well as the external advert that subsequently issued. They processed the submissions or responses from everyone who applied, but they also ran a targeted headhunting exercise. Which headhunting exercise was looking for a candidate that had at least 10 years of executive experience, particularly in the audit space, and we're looking for someone with public sector experience as well as private sector experience, a blend of that. We were looking for that. We were also looking for someone who was a registered CA or ACPA, because we do want to make sure that we are able to maintain the key provisions for the office in terms of who an auditor general might be one day. So we had to make sure that all the key appointments within the institution are for people who could easily become AG one day and therefore would need to have the title of CA under them. We look for a courageous, ethical, experienced leader who could motivate and inspire the team at the Office of the AG, support and complement the existing team at the Office of the AG so that we would end up with the team being able to execute on our mandate in a way that is consistent with the experiences and expectations, not just of the committee and parliament, but also of citizens more broadly. We were keen on someone who could work with stakeholders, both stakeholders, internal and external, and was specific in advertising for a South African citizen, and one who would embrace a duty to serve the South Africa and its citizens, and consistent with what we would expect out of people who hold office within the office of AG. Through the targeted headhunting as well as the advert, we identified a total of 11 candidates that we then subjected to an initial round of interviews. And we then knew that we wanted to do two rounds of interviews, an initial round and a second round. Both sets of interviews had an interviewing panel of three people. I was one of those three people in both panels, but there were two other people with me in each of those panels, different people. So there were different panels. I was the only one who was consistent. I had invited to join me in those interviewing panels people within the profession who know the office, who know the profession, and would help me make the right decision. So in the first interview panel, I had Nonkululeko Kgobodo, who's a CA of many years standing in the profession and is highly regarded in the profession, and she knows our office extremely well. And then I also had Brian Eaton, who was part of the first panel, and he's a senior member of the profession. On the second panel, which then looked at the final interviews, I was joined by Terence Nombembe, who's the former Auditor General, as well as Tandi Fubu, who is a CA, an auditor of many years' experience, having been a partner in one of the Big Four firms, and she's currently serving as an executive at Barlow World. So these two panels then interviewed. The first one looked at 11 candidates, and the second panel looked at three candidates who were shortlisted from the first panel. Having looked at the outcomes of the interview process, having looked at the leadership competency assessment run by an external firm of psychometrists, and having looked at the outcomes of the verification check that we conducted, I would then want to formally ask that the committee support me in a decision to appoint the preferred candidate, the nominated candidate, and that is Bonani Chauke. Mr. Bonani Chauke is a CA, a registered auditor, a systems auditor, a certified risk manager, and is currently serving as a partner at Deloitte in the risk advisory space, having been at Deloitte since July of 2015. He has a long track record, 22 years of experience within the audit space, 15 of those as a partner in different firms, having started his career as a partner at Kgobodo and then at SNG and eventually at Deloitte, which is where he is now. Whilst Bonani was at SNG, one of his principal responsibilities was in fact to serve the office of the AG as the internal auditor. As the member, the honorable members would know, we outsource our internal audit function, and at that time it was SNG that was our internal auditor, and he led that account. What that then does is it allowed him, or did, it allowed him to get to know the office extremely well. Once he left SNG and went to Deloitte, he continued his work in the public sector, and one of his clients in terms of being a relationship partner was at the office of the AG. And in that role, he worked with some of our audit teams as well as some of our executives on different aspects. So what that allows me to confirm is that he's an individual who knows the office, who knows the public sector, he knows the people, he knows what needs to get done, and he knows how to make sure it happens. He's 45 years old, and he has served the profession in different capacities, notably as chairperson of the Institute of Internal Auditors in South Africa at some point. And he is energized to have an opportunity to serve South Africa in this capacity. So, honorable chairperson and honorable members, I then formally ask that I be supported in appointing Bonani Chauke as the Deputy Auditor General of South Africa. I now hand back to you, Your Honorable Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much, AG. Is there any, in terms of the details that you have outlined, is there any write-up that you could provide to the members of the committee so that you should fairly follow the actual prescripts of your own process, so that our endorsement should be endorsement which follow those kinds of steps. Secondly, in relation to the participating, those participated as part of the applicants, whether you have made them belong through a process of vetting, which equates the process to what you ran through yourself as the AG to clean up that kind of a process. There's a hand, Honorable Mlenza and Honorable Singh.
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. Good afternoon, AG. I didn't read the media before. I was not aware that they were in. The sake of the smooth running of the process. If we could be, you know, alerted of any issues where they related to your
were there any other females that were sort of in the running somewhere along the line? The third thing is, will you be able to favor the committee with the CV of the person that you're recommending for our records? And then lastly, I don't know, Honorable Chairperson, with other appointees, you know, they have to go through a background check by, what is it, SSA or whatever they call themselves. Whether that kind of check has been done. And very lastly, will this person that you are recommending accept the position? Have you had any discussions with him? And if not, what is your plan B? Thank you.
Then upper hands. There are only the two that you have, AG. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, for those questions. Honorable Chair, I do have a write-up. I must concede I had thought it was part of the meeting papers for this meeting. Ideal should be part of the meeting. If I can ask him to email it to Peter Paul so that the members are able to have sight of PAC, which sets out the process in detail, including all of the names of the different candidates, and it also sets out the CV of the candidate. So Adil, if you could, as a matter of urgency, send that document to Peter Paul and make sure that it can be distributed to the honorable members. The vetting process, Honorable Chairperson, what we did is we ran a number of reference checks. We did the checks against for criminal checks and all of that, credit checks, in the way that we normally would. We have not yet done a check through SSA, and that for the Deputy Auditor General we tend to do as a requirement for the final appointment process. So I would need to make sure that at the point of asking him to appoint the condition of him accepting that appointment. So I'm consulting with yourself to that. However, up until now, having done distant reference checks, there's been no indication of an issue. And I hope Honorable Singh, that part answers what you are asking as well. Honorable Mlenzana, there were no candidates that were not happy. What I must mention to the committee, though, is that one of the interviewed candidates is Dr. Gasela, whom some of the members of this committee would have met in the process of interviewing for the Auditor General position. He put his hand up for this position. We did interview him, and he was not successful. There have been no candidates that have indicated that they are happy. We have communicated with them the outcome of the process. I needed to be fair, especially with the nominated candidate, to indicate to him that I would be bringing this request or this part of the consultation to SPOEC so that he doesn't come upon it in the public domain before I've got a chance to talk with him. So I have indeed spoken with him a number of times. Initially, to confirm if this was something he was genuinely in for, and also just to clarify matters that we needed to finalize this, to get us to this point. So I'm confident, Honorable Singh, that he would accept this request. He remains ready to take up this appointment once we can finalize it. He remains very keen to do so. In terms of the internal candidates, there were four internal candidates interviewed within the list of 11. So there were seven external and four internal. And the four internal candidates, three of those were women, or are women. I beg your pardon. All four of them are women. All four of them are women. And so there were female candidates. And we ended up with one of the female candidates making it into the list of three, the final list of three. All four internal candidates performed well in the interview. And what I've done since then is look at different opportunities to work with them differently and to give them, because when somebody applies for a role like this, you know that they're signaling a particular ambition and a particular readiness for something different. So when they were not successful in this process, I was very clear about finding ways to give them different opportunities. And there were different opportunities presented to three of them, and they've since taken them up. So what I'm saying to you, Honorable Singh, is that the internal candidates, three out of the four, as of the 1st of July, will take on different roles within the Office of the AG, and roles which will continue to challenge them and keep them focused on the work at hand, but also benefit the office from continuity because you do have good talent in Senate. So I hope I have answered all of the questions. Thank you very much, sir.
That's right. There's a matter which I referred to yourself without looking into the individual, but looking into the institution that he has served in relation to some impactful instances that involve that institution, among others, in as far as its own work with the government entities. Have you since looked into that point?
Yes, thank you, Honorable Chair. I have indeed done so. The facts around the matter that's in the public domain in relation to Deloitte and work done at Eskom and the matter that was ultimately settled out of court, that issue relates to a contract between Deloitte Consulting, which is the consulting arm of Deloitte, and not so much the broader firm. The candidate, Bonani Taoke, did not work for Deloitte Consulting, and that matter is in the public domain. Ultimately, at the point of settling, it was also known in the market that Deloitte had ended the relationship between itself and the leadership of Deloitte Consulting responsible for that account. And that is separate from the place where Bonani is located.
Do I have since confirmed in different ways that he was not involved in either in any impropriety where that particular assignment is concerned?
Okay. No, fine. That is it, colleagues. This is part of consultation. The responsibility to appoint Russ with the Auditor General as a stakeholder with the interest in as far as that office is concerned were consulted on that appointment. Something which I think we must appreciate from the Auditor General's point of view that she could not finalize that appointment without touching base with the committee itself and making its own validation of the process and thereafter referring the very same item back to the Office of the Auditor General. That is a request which has been made, which have figured two of the some documents that members would have interest on, as what whatever they fully support is something which has been validated quite appropriately, and we deal with somewhat. In as far as the questions which have been asked by colleagues, it's clear that taking it from them, that have been successfully responded to, and therefore would wasn't time to seek from us to get back to you on this item.
Honourable Chair, I would appreciate if we could handle it with some relative urgency. Noting that this engagement happens essentially in the public domain, I would hate for this candidate to be sitting in limbo for much longer. I would also want to get this done because of a notice period that he would need to serve where he is, and he wouldn't have been able to start that until I can appoint. So what I'm saying is as soon as possible would serve me extremely well.
Okay. Is Mr. Mkhati here? Peter Paul?
There is not.
Is not.
Is not yet. But to the ages present and in fact to my colleague Adele, I've already received the documents on the process that members are talking about. So I'll send it to you, Chairperson, and we'll pass how we'll take it forward.
Yeah. Colleagues, in terms of the process, I think as outlined by the AG, do you have any comments on such so that we begin to set our process in terms of our own analysis and get back to her as quickly as possible?
Chairperson?
Honourable Singh?
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you, AG. I think just looking at the AG smile and when you ask the question as soon as possible, I think she means now. Chair, I think that, you know, we are going to be receiving the documents that we require. We are going to be receiving the CVs. And unless we find anything, you know, wrong through the intelligence checking, we should be able. Well, I'm willing to propose that we support the recommendation of the AG so the matter can proceed. But let's give ourselves a few days so that we can go through those documents, and if we find anything untoward, we can always reverse the decision or something like that. But you know, sometimes you know, a month before the end of May, the AG should be in a position to either to write to the incumbent saying yay or nay so that they can give adequate a month's notice or whatever to wherever they employ. You know, if we miss a few days in June, then it means notice in July and you only start in August, etc. So I would urge that we consider this, you know, as soon as we can, and I have no hesitation in supporting the recommendation of the AG.
Are you keen to make a proposal?
Yes, that is my proposal. My proposal is that having listened to the Auditor General and having been assured that the documentation that we require is being sent to us, which I understand is being sent, and perhaps Peter Paul can flight them if we just need a little bit more time to go through the CV ourselves, you know, in this meeting. And well, the SSA thing is something else that can follow. But otherwise, you know, I'm willing to propose that we accept. But let's see the documents that have been sent by the office. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Member, if you've seen Honourable Lenzama, you have your hand up.
I'm saying to a person that one of the things was talking. I was thinking. Perhaps in his appeal for us to pronounce ourselves today, I would actually propose that we make an petition, perhaps. That yes, let's pray, but then allow the outstanding document to come with us, and otherwise, in terms of the report that we have received from the AG, and in terms of her response to our questions, we are happy. It's only that now there is this documentation and this pending vetting process from FAA. That is otherwise, in principle, let us create avoiding a situation where we delay the office in moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Concretely, is there another member who wants to speak on the matter? I see no other hand. Honorable Matafa?
No, thank you, Chair. No, I think maybe just to underscore what thing Honorable Mlenzana has made in terms of the recommendation, which I align myself with. I think it's proper to acknowledge the input by the AG and acknowledge also further that the process that they undertook to identify the final candidate had been extensive to a point that they even relied on external services. And where I'm sitting, Chair, I doubt if whether there will be anything that might be of significance that maybe we might pick up that might require us deviating from the recommendation. So I just wanted to align myself with the view by the honorable members that maybe in order to assist the process that it's expedited without any further delay, we second the recommendation by the AG to the committee and verify this particular documentation, which we can, as a committee, agree that once we are done, we can allow you, as a chair, to communicate the views of what we pick up in the documentation to the AG the soonest. But the process should unfold as recommended by the Office of the AG. Thank you, Chair.
That's it. Is there any other one? Well, I think that's multiple colleagues. In terms of your proposition, you're saying we appreciate the briefing by the Auditor General on a matter of appointment that we recognize that the fact that the process has been so elaborate such that it guarantees very minimal, if any, of the shortcomings. And thirdly, is that there are some processes which relate to the actual finalization of the appointment by the office. One of those is the vetting process, which would provide a condition to ourselves and the support of that appointment process pending the success of the candidate in passing through that vetting process. Fourthly, you would give yourself time to go through the documents provided. If there is anything within a 3-day period, you would get back to the chairperson of the committee for that to be communicated to the AG. Otherwise, you firm the fact that you are in full support of the process itself on condition of one of the critical matters that relate to a vetting process. Is that fine? Do I
capture? Great, Chair. Well summarized. Well summarized. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair. We contact.
Thank you very much. AG?
Yes, Honorable Chair.
I hope you were all the ears, eh? Yeah.
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you very much.
So you'll move out being happy with the fact that there is a firm in principle support of your process, which would as well rely on the fact that you finalize the vetting process of the candidate. Is that okay? What's happening now? AG? AG?
We can hear you. I can hear you, Chair. I don't know if AG is muted or what.
Hi. Sorry. Apologies, Chair. It's just the Chair called me to... Sorry, not the Chair. The AG called me to just say she was kicked out, so she's trying to rejoin. So if Peter Paul can just check that she's not in the lobby or something.
No, fine.
We'll never kick out the AG, Chairperson. Wrong word.
Can you give the process a minute?
Decision now.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. My camera's not coming on, but I'm back. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that.
Do you have any comment on the actual finalization of the matter, AG?
Thank you, Chair. I heard your summation and the 5 points that you raised. I want to thank the committee for the support, and I certainly look forward to your written correspondence once the final comments of the committee members have been had, once they've looked at the CV and the process documentation. But I am grateful for the support, and indeed this does help us stabilize matters and get going on a number of key institutional matters. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, AG. And the next matter, which is the final matter for us, is a matter in relation with KPMG. Do you want to take
a honorable check? Yes, I'll do that. Honorable Chair, I received a letter from the CEO of KPMG, and it was a letter that he copied you on. The key request was for us to set up the process and to start engaging on how we can normalize the working relationship between the Office of the AG and KPMG. As the honorable members would recall, in 2018, the office terminated the audit mandate of KPMG, and this number of were clearly in the public domain around how the firm had conducted its work in some audits, notably VBS, and in the earlier months, matters around SARS, and we were very concerned about the outcomes of their own internal assessment conducted by KPMG International, which set out some key practice management principles that were clearly lacking. in the firm, and we were concerned about that. So we terminated the audit mandate of KPMG back in 2018, and we engaged with GOAG in a joint meeting together with GOAG around that time as well. In considering the matter, I did write to ERPA for a specific reason. I wrote to ERPA to ask the Independent Regulatory Board of Auditors for their feedback following the regular assessments that they've been conducting. And I knew about these regular assessments that they've been conducting for. It was a commitment that the then CEO of the Independent Regulatory Board of Auditors had made in a meeting of SCOF in Parliament, that indeed the remedial plan of KPMG would be subjected to regular reviews in terms of how it was being implemented. And I'm wanting to understand from EFRA what the outcome of that is. I'm aware that there will be limitations on the extent of the information that they can share with me, but I think it would help just to get some sense of where that has gone. We also take into account that there was an investigation done by SICA, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, to the November inquiry into matters relating to KPMG, and that inquiry has been completed with that report submitted to KPMG and communication that has come out of SICA around them. We needed to also take into account KPMG's own assertions around the journey that they've undertaken. The good thing is that they've been fairly public about the challenges that they were facing as a firm, and they have also been diligent in reporting back publicly on the journey that they've undertaken to resolve the challenges that they had in the form of their integrated report as well as their transparency report that they publish on a regular basis. We've taken into account all of these reports, and we are still in a process of engaging with KPMG. Where we are now, our intention is to meet with KPMG, in fact, we've agreed to do so, for them to present to the executive team of the Office of the Auditor General on their journey so far and how they've implemented corrective action, so that we can satisfy ourselves as an audit office as to whether or not the concerns we had back in 2018 prevailed to this day. At that point, Honourable Chairperson, once we've had that engagement with KPMG and we've had the feedback from the Independent Regulatory Board of Auditors and we've finalized the information coming out of SICA, my office will present a report to this committee so that we can deliberate together on the journey going forward. I'm aware that the decision around KPMG in the initial instance was not one that the Auditor General made blind. We knew that it would have broader consequences. And so it was important at that time to engage with Parliament. I intend to do the very same thing. We are now in the journey of compiling the report, and I should be in a position to engage with Parliament with GOAG at our next interaction. I believe, Honourable Chairperson, that we have set up some time to meet before you go on recess. I'm hoping that can still happen, for I am aware that the dates have changed somewhat. So in our next interaction, even if it's in a couple of weeks, I should be able to present to SOEC a report that says that the AGSA's assessment on whether or not we could continue to work with KPMG going forward, or even under what conditions we would want to do that. And that will be the basis on which we can engage with GOAG on the journey ahead. I hope, Honourable Chairperson, that is a process that would assist the committee and would be supported by the committee as well. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you very much, AG. That's the matter in front of us, which the AG is outlining a process after receiving such a correspondence, which even on my part I did receive the same. We are going to favor the committee with such a detail so that as we see some engagement around those matters, that some of those instances are somewhat observed. I might as well for the committee that the same correspondence was sent to the chairperson of SCOPA by the chairperson of the board of KPMG with the interest of engaging the mandatory committees. My preference would be a preference of allowing the Office of the Auditor General to engage on those matters and through the detail which she has outlined, which is inclusive of a regulatory environment through their own assessment to present what is a actual standing position in relating to matters affecting KPMG. It's a matter of national interest and therefore it would require some form of a technical intricacies that ought to be observed here and now. That's why my preference was that the Auditor General should carry out the process through that advice. We have a sitting, as she is indicating, that should get back to the committee. Honorable Singh?
Thank you, Chairperson. And thank you. First, I want to agree with you with the process that you've outlined. You know, I don't know, I stand to correction, but perhaps I was the only one on this committee at the time when the former Auditor General Kim McQuaid presented the matter to us at SCOAG. It was a very, very serious matter, and I think the shortcomings and the transgressions by KPMG at the time were of a very, very serious nature and reflects on the integrity of auditing, not only of you know, government institutions doing on behalf of the office, but also on private companies. And I remember that from a very passionate case that KPMG be removed from the list of auditors that the AGSA offers. But I, from what we hear, a lot of water is thrown under the bridge. And I think perhaps as a committee we should just note that they've made an application, and we receive, as you correctly suggest, Chairperson, we need to receive a full document on the background which led to them being removed, the corrective action, and, you know, we must reserve our right to consult, you know, other bodies ourselves before we can make a recommendation on re-inclusion of KPMG. So I support your recommendation, Chair.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Is there any other member who wants to speak on the matter? We're great AG that we're going to await that process and will be advised appropriately and on the form of action thereafter. And we will give ourselves time to have that discussion as a committee going forward. So thank you very much. We hope that your observation would follow that trend up there. Colleagues, we have arrived at the point of appreciating everybody who has made the meeting. We know that it's a very tough week where members have been involved in a number of meetings of Parliament. Others have had to engage in such platforms. Now you are approaching the end of the week. We hope that you would indeed find comfort with your families up there, and wish you a good of the end of the week. Thank you very much, AG, for that work, and we hope that you would get back to us whenever we have to receive. And from our side, we'll revert back to you not later than Tuesday next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.